It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself.
That's right. Time to express ourselves here in 2026. Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in to Express Yourself. It is 4:01. Express Yourself airs every Friday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. here on KDNK, your community access radio located in the heart of the Carbondale. Of the Carbondale Creative District. I'm one of your hosts today, Brian Colley, along with
Amy Kimberly. And here on Express Yourself, we feature all things culture and creativity in and around the Roaring Fork Valley. From visual artists and makers to performing artists and musicians, and so much more. So here's what's coming up on today's show.
Stay tuned for a conversation via phone with Paonia-based enthusiastic rhythmist and multi-instrumentalist musician David Alderdice, who is part of tomorrow's evening's New Year's Salon, presented by Alia Howe at the Launch Pad.
And don't miss a conversation towards the end of the show today with McMission Presents with Hetty Hooligan and Sarah McMillan ahead of their big night at the Black Nugget in Carbondale, which is tomorrow evening, January 3rd. Woohoo! Already January speeding by.
I know, flying by. But first up, we have several special guests here in the studio to give us even more insights into the upcoming Saturday night sold out salon. So tune in, turn it up, and don't touch that dial. All right. Thanks for joining us again on Express Yourself. We're talking about the New Year's Salon coming up Saturday. Is that right, Alia?
Yes, it is.
And it's sold
tomorrow.
Out.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And it's sold out already.
It is
Congrats.
Sold out. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we are just going to set up seats at 1 o'clock and we'll know if we have additional room for last minuters.
Perfect.
So reach out to me if you really want to come.
Excellent. Well, Alia Howe, you're the creator of Under Alia's Umbrella, a home for performance, storytelling, and connective artistry. For more than a decade, you've curated platforms that invite community into the creative act, like the Poetry Market, Writ Large, and the Salon Series. Alia is committed to making performances that touch hearts, spark conversation, and gives audiences permission to feel more, imagine more, and claim more freedom in their own lives. Thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here.
Let's see who else is in the room. Gabriella Mejia, a multi...
Hi!
I don't know which microphone you're on, but I'm going to make sure you're...
Air microphone.
Hi. There we go. You're a multidisciplinary artist, musician, and Polynesian dancer who moves through the world with color, rhythm, and intention. Born in Honduras, Gabriella is shaped by a lifetime of art and cultural storytelling. Her work blends visual creation, ancestral movement, and the transformative power of sound. Thanks for being here, too.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it.
We do have like a room full of people right now. It's incredible. Come on by, Katie.
It's a party.
And Lydia Bain, is that right?
That's right.
You're a genre-bending multi-instrumentalist whose career stretches from Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center to immersive experimental spaces in Aspen. As a producer, DJ, violinist, she has her violin here, and vocalist, Lydia blends classical training with electronic soundscapes to create transformative audiovisual worlds. That sounds awesome.
Thank you very much.
And Kyle Jason Lightsky, former football star turned fulfillment coach, founder of Sacred Brotherhood and creator of The Fulfillment Code. Kyle's work invites purpose-driven people to honor who they are, push the edges of what's possible, and enjoy deeply fulfilling lives. Hi there, Kyle.
Hi, welcome to be here. Honored.
Yeah. Lily, I didn't know you were going to be here, so you want to introduce yourself? I mean, I know you're a dancer. You come here from L.A., with all kinds of
It's getting
background.
To be an old story, though, because I've been here 5.5 years, so these are my roots. I'm living in Basalt with my kids. I'm a background as a dancer, a filmmaker. I'm a writer and performer. I'm just so honored to be collaborating with Alia for this salon and performing a restaging a solo that I...
Okay. Yeah, I know you and Alia are performing something together, but maybe you're doing another solo piece.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, you're in good company.
I'm in amazing company here. It's really honored to be here.
Thanks. Let's start with Alia. Why don't you tell us just how these salons came together? What's your process behind curating these groups of creatives and storytellers and how you're connecting all these threads together?
Salons started in my childhood. My father's a classical pianist and a scientist and has a love of theosophy. So growing up, we had musical, poetic, scientific, spiritual, poetic reading evenings, of which as the children we had to play a piece. And so that was my beginning into the salons. Then I joined a salon in London, then Andrea's in Philadelphia, and I'm jumping decades here, to Kylie, who invited us up at Justice Snow's to start curating the salon with my girlfriend Andrea. And what I love about the salons is they feel like part of the feminist movement to me. They started in salons in the 18th century, where women who couldn't interact, go to college and various things at those times would bring fresh thinkers and artists into their living rooms and have then intellectual, artistic discourse. And so I feel it has a deeply feminine thread. And just like the salon, we'll start with Gabriella, opening with Sacred Sound, closing with a sonic bathroom, Lydia. There is a divinely feminine thread that will just hold our male performers so sweetly.
That's beautiful. And we'll hear from Gabriella, Lydia, Kyle, and Lily here. We'll get to David on the phone from Peonia soon. But who else is joining the New Year's Salon tomorrow night?
The artists who are not here are the two Sarahs. Oh. Sarah Sanders, who is comedy and the director of fun up at the Collective in Snowmass.
Great, yeah.
Their programming is just on fire. And then our local artist, Sarah Yule, will be coming in and sharing where she is in her artistry, what she's contemplating. She's a really thoughtful, articulate, spiritual artist.
She is. Yeah, well, lucky to have both Sarahs. That'll be great. You have quite a roundup of people. This is incredible. Why don't we start with Gabriella? You're no stranger to express yourself. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I love being back all the time.
Woo! What kind of things what will you be sharing with the audience tomorrow?
Well, I'm really excited because it's going to be somewhat of a vulnerable but also very sacred share. I'm going to be taking the audience on a journey of all my travels through different indigenous cultures and the teachings that they have taught me, the traditions. And so I'll be singing some sacred songs that are not particularly shared in big audiences like that in a performance style. Mm. But I think bringing that into a space where we can actually hear what sacred sound is through indigenous cultures and traditions is going to land really beautiful in people's ears and hearts, especially. So I'm super excited to just share some of the songs that I've been taught through elders and through being in different circles of cultural backgrounds, learning them myself, learning them from grandmothers and also Native Americans, specifically one Chief Golden Light Eagle.
Wow.
From the Lakota Reservation. And so I'm really excited to do that. And some African music as well.
Wow.
And some originals.
Okay, great.
Because, you know, there's got to be some inspiration from all this cultural.
Tons of inspiration.
Cultural genres.
I can't imagine. For those who may not know, think they know, Gabriella, they do, because you've done at least one or two Mountain Fair blessings.
Yes.
In recent history, right?
Yes. And if people don't remember how to pronounce the instrument name, again, it's Ngoni.
Oh, that's... Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have that back there with you.
I don't. I just have a guitar.
Darn. But, yeah. Okay. Are you playing that tomorrow night?
I will be. I'll be playing guitar. I'll be playing the Ngoni. I'll be using my voice and possibly some drumming.
Oh, amazing. Lydia, are you part of... You're part of the evening. Are you also adding to Gabriella? Are you going to jam a little bit? Or is it kind of like a closing? I heard something going on with you and Gabriella.
You know, I could use some percussion at the end for closing ceremony for sure. I've produced pre-recorded tracks that go through the seven chakras.
Oh, wow.
So okay. Each chakra has a corresponding hertz frequency. Okay. And so I am also weaving in world rhythms and melodies. Wow. And live vocals and violin. And so my dream is always to incorporate the divine orchestration.
Wow. Well, I was just reading through that bio on the website for the salon, and you have quite an impressive career already. You mentioned the Carnegie Hall and the Lincoln Center all in New York City, plus you're involved with these experimental spaces in Aspen. How did you get into this kind of work as a producer, DJ, violinist, and vocalist?
Well, I would like to give credit to my mother. She is a conductor. She had a 90-voice children's choir in New York City. So I grew up in Brooklyn in a brownstone, which was full of performance art. Wow. And so we had a music school called Borum Hill Talent Education. And then I moved to Mississippi when I was 12 and entered all the blues clubs and multi-genre, the grooves from Nashville to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And so as you travel, you realize being self-sufficient with sound and frequency is really helpful to yourself and the musicians mm-hmm. around you. Mm-hmm. So I've been really tapping into my engineer mind, and I'm really grateful for Alia always encouraging me to stretch and expand, and the trust she has in me gives me a lot of confidence to use those skills that I'm building.
Kudos to Alia. at the salon, what kind of piece will you be performing? Is it purely instrumental? You've got your violin here. Are you going to be doing some, there's like an audiovisual component of your work too?
So I'm channeling, so I'll be doing the sound engineering for all the artists tomorrow.
Okay.
So right now I've put all the XLRs together, all the mics, all the, you know, that's, getting everything ready.
Work just by itself.
Got a new calibration mic. I'll be chasing frequencies. So I'm regulating my energy and channeling what will be in alignment with all of those factors. And so we'll have some audio visual components. I might be the visual component, just depending. And then I will launch the tracks. It'll be a flow through the chakras.
Okay. Yeah. Would you like to play something now, or should we move through the other folks in the room? Up to you guys.
I'll play a song called FREE. You can find it on all major platforms. It's an original. A little different than Tomorrow, but since we're here, we're going to just warm up this way.
Love having live music in KD&K.
They say it's a free country, you know the words are empty. When children are taking no empathy, mind games and control. Find the pieces left behind, restore the faith in humankind. Embrace the truth you have a mind, empowered by the divine. Free, 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 that's how it's gonna be. Be internationally, me, that's how it's gonna be. I've seen it, it's hard to believe it, that we're right where we began. That brought to this story through faith and glory, who? We've got a plan. Find the pieces left behind. Restore the faith in humankind. Embrace the truth, you have a mind. Empowered by the divine. Free, free, free. That's how it's gonna be. Internationally. That's how it's gonna be.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Nice. Lydia Bain. Very nice. Thank you. That song just kind of harkened back to this history of the salons mm-hmm. as this feminist movement. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. It's like right where we are in 2026, bringing this through. That's incredible. Thank you. Thanks,
Lydia.
Let's see. Kyle. get that microphone set up. Thanks for being on the show today. I'd love to hear more about your background from a football star turned fulfillment coach. What's the journey been like for you and joining these women here in this salon group for tomorrow?
Yeah, honored to be here, and thank you, Lady, for that. My body was oozing with tingles.
Yeah.
I always love that song. Very meaningful. I'll take my story that I'm going to be sharing at the salon tomorrow. We'll take everyone there more fully through the journey from football player and even beforehand, how that came about and living that dream, and then how having purpose, trying to please find happiness through pleasing others and what others said I should do, I'd be great at, to learning what really is meaningful for me and fills me up.
Yeah.
And that's a focus I'll be on in that regard. So
yeah,
I can unpack that a little bit more if
that's great.
Wanted.
And you also, let's see, you had founded, what was it? I'm looking through my notes cause I couldn't print them out.
Sacred Brotherhood and
yeah.
The Fulfillment Code.
Can you talk about those that you've started?
Yeah. So the Fulfillment Code is aligning and balancing our purpose, prosperity, pleasure, and peace, mm-hmm. which is aspects that I feel in my life and the people I've been coaching my whole career, we're all looking for some of those things and we mm-hmm. can get focused on or lost in certain aspects. So the code is really using emotional intelligence to find that balance in us. And then I always say balance is a verb, not a noun of destination. And fulfillment is a noun too. So that fulfillment code is something I've learned through my personal journey and helping others in having a meaningful life and figuring out what they want to be when they grow up.
Yep.
And Sacred Brotherhood is something I founded a couple years ago while I was living nomadically and to help men I was meeting at different gatherings and stuff to stay connected online. And then as I landed here in the Valley, it was something that I wanted to be a part of, because when I lived in California, I was a part of men's groups and missed having my own. And so mm-hmm. wanted to help mm-hmm. co-create that. And it's been something I've been doing for 2 years now, monthly at True Nature, and have led retreats at True Nature, 13 Moons,
yeah.
California, Bali,
wow.
different aspects. And it's been growing to just bring men together. And there is a lot of, my thing is integrating our masculine and feminine aspects as men so we can be more full in ourselves. So there's an overlap there with fulfillment as men and brotherhood.
Hey, you're gonna fit right in. The balance, you got the bringing the balance in. Let's talk with Lily and Alia about your dance work that you're preparing. Yeah, you can have your own mic there, Lily.
One of the pieces is Disappeared, and I've been working on Disappeared for quite a few years. One aspect was the disappearing Latina and indigenous women and it being unreported, and the numbers were huge, and disappearing elements, disappearing in age. I've found aging has an element of invisibility behind it. And so this section, thanks to Dance Initiative, I've been artist in residence over at the Launchpad, so having time to play with Lily. And we're in the middle of a work in progress, and ideally I'd like to take the whole piece to the Wheeler, or the whole evening to the Wheeler, with all of the sections performed at once. And I love involving the community. So there will be notebooks for people who come to answer these questions.
Okay.
What has disappeared that you value? Hmm. Why do you value this thing that you value? Hmm. What would be one step to help making something that you want to appear, appear? And then people in the audience can leave their phone numbers and I can reach out to them and connect with them to record them personally, because I would like this piece Disappeared to be the voice of the community. We're in a very critical time on planet Earth, and let's talk about it. And Lily has been playing with me. And Sean Jeffries made the set for me.
Nice.
Oh, my
Yay.
God, getting him out. He was like, oh, no. And then he gave me numbers. And then he found out that I'd asked everybody and no one had said yes. And one day he and Megan came into the coffee shop. They saw me in the window and he said, I'll do it.
Sean.
He's made an amazing
Way to go, Sean.
Set. And you know when you go into the airport and you try and get, not only the airport, there's this one in Whole Foods, you try and get water out of the tap and it's electronic?
Yeah.
I've been filming people in airports for a long time now in different cultures on how they approach.
Interesting.
And if the water doesn't come out, what do they do?
Interesting.
And so this piece is about water.
Very cool. Thanks, Alia.
How was it working with me, Lily?
Yes. Tell us.
Working with Ali is incredible. I loved every second of our creation process. We have a kinetic and a shared, shared feeling, mental and spiritual connection and sense. It's great. It's great.
Are you working on the same piece, Disappearance?
No, I'm also performing I'm working on, with Alia in this piece, performing about the water.
It's a duet.
Okay.
And I also have a solo.
Okay.
And I was, you know, I'm passionate about embodiment, and I'm passionate about, embodying feeling. And as I'm listening around the room and I make work, sometimes I make work as a way to understand what I'm thinking, you know, and so it's not immediate what I don't know much about what I'm making until I've made it. And then I, you know, think about it and helps me learn and understand what I think, what I feel. But I'm listening around the room and I hear the words vulnerability and freedom and pleasure. And disappear. And if I have to, if using those words together, this is my piece, which has been fascinating because if anything, I feel my solo is like an amalgamation of these words in physicalized. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And even though we're all in physical bodies, I've experienced with audiences that dance is one of the most baffling and inaccessible. What do they mean? Certainly for me in creating things, it's about creating an emotion or an atmosphere on repeat until it feels complete. And so there's no real comprehension. It's about what's your kinesthetic feeling reaction to seeing a dance piece. So there's nothing overly to understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really cool seeing all these threads come together just even in this conversation in this room. And I think, Amy, you've got David on the phone. Should we bring him in?
Yeah. David, are you there? Hello? Do we have a David? No?
We can try him back.
It seems like he would be there, though. That is on.
He's disappeared.
He's disappeared. David's disappeared. Okay.
That's the right button.
Well, let's turn that off again then. We'll try this again.
Yeah, disappeared, vanishing. It's constant.
Is there anything just going around the room here that each of you is looking forward to bringing out? Or just what's kind of your hope for the evening for yourself, like a personal kind of thing you want to take away or learn from folks?
I definitely have the intention here that may the event for the artists and the audience touch their hearts, inspire them, awaken. How can I be creative? How can I participate? Mm-hmm. How can I explore with curiosity my community this new year? My prayers are all for the artists, for the audience. Can we connect and rise together?
Connection, that's very important. 2026, we're still learning about connection.
Yeah, and I'll add, listening to them too, like relate to helping give a soul connecting experience through my story in a full range of tears, laughter, just sincerity. Through vulnerably sharing parts of my story that I don't share all the time. And that's the, even if you've heard my story, there'll be new nuances that I want to bring to inspire and touch people.
David, are you there? No. See, I think I keep calling him while he's calling me, so we'll wait.
Oh,
wait.
Oh, Gabriella, you do have a...
I do have a guitar. I could play some music while we're waiting for David.
Look at that. There's Cody Lee looking in the window.
Okay. I'm just going to play this song that I... It's just going to come to me.
Love that.
Pajarito blanco, vuela, vuela, vuela. Pajarito rojo, enseña cómo amar, cómo volar, cómo sanar. Pajarito negro, pajarito blanco, enséñanos a soñar. Pajarito del amor. Vuela, 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 pajarito del amor. Pajarito del corazón, pajarito, enséñanos a cantar, a amar. Hey, 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 enséñanos cómo amar con todo el corazón.
Oh, that was yum.
That was special.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriella.
Thanks, Lydia, for coming in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't help myself. I was inspired.
I was like, yes.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Do we have David on the phone? Are you there? See, why are we not being able to...
Hello?
Yeah, oh, that's why. I figured it out. Technical.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Great.
All right.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have almost all of your co-creators of the salon are in here, so it's great to have you on the phone. I believe this is not your first salon, correct? I think I've seen you couple times before doing these salons. And for those in our audience who don't know, David Alderdice is a multi-instrumentalist, musician, educator, recording artist, performer, father, son, arranger, composer, musical coach, an amazing, amazing human being, founder of the Embodying Rhythm School of Percussive Arts, and the producer and artistic director of the World Music in Paradise concert series at the Paradise Theater in Paonia. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. I always love seeing what you do and what you bring to the salon. And so maybe give an audience a little taste of what we're going to see from you tomorrow night.
All right. Tomorrow night, I decided I think I'm going to go ahead and share with the folks there kind of a way, some of the ways that I look and see and view percussion and rhythm, mm-hmm. Kind of focusing on some of the different styles of making sounds from percussion instruments and going through that. And then kind of I think I'm going to end up focusing on the frame drums for a while because there's so many different simple frame drums from all around the world that sound so different and can be combined really well. So I'm going to kind of take the audience on a journey through percussion and frame drumming.
Great, great. And you make these drums?
You know, I don't make most of these drums. You know, I play them, I get them, but there's different makers that I will either special order some of them from, or I will buy some or just find some at different stores. But you know, I'm not really a drum maker. I will repair certain aspects of certain drums, but no, I'm more of a educator and performer.
Awesome. And one thing that really I found interesting, you work a lot with silence and music and drumming, and I'd love you to just talk a little bit about that.
You said silence and music and drumming?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things I find myself telling to my students a lot is, you know, half of learning what to play is learning what not to play. Half of learning when to play is learning when not to play. And with all musicians, but especially with percussionists and drummers, a lot of times there can be a disconnect to when we're playing in music versus when we're resting. So I really like to focus on playing the silence. You know, if there is, I choose to play silence or I choose to play the sound of a certain timbre of an instrument. At any given moment, if music is on the table, then I get to choose how I'm sculpting it. Am I playing noise? Am I playing silence? Am I playing sound? And I just know so many musicians who, whenever they're, say, a classical musician counting rests, you know, will then kind of be thinking about other things. They're not playing those rests. They're just counting them. They're watching them go by instead of actively playing the silence. And I feel like, you know, those moments in between the notes, those moments of silence is what happens. If we just take an artistic canvas and fill it with tons of color and stuff and just put noise all over it, and we take all the white away, then we don't have that contrast. So I do feel like silence is a really big part of music that can sometimes almost feel like it's left out because we feel like we need to create the music and not put it on top of this bed of the silence that is already happening that we can now sink into and actively play that silence with it.
That's pretty cool. And I have a room full of musicians here, Lydia and Gabriella. How does that sit with you when you hear that?
I find that I definitely resonate with that, knowing when to listen, when not to listen, and even allowing the silence to speak for itself. It's a very powerful energy, and it allows also for nervous system relaxation and to feel safe in a place. And I completely agree with what David said. Yeah,
I was transported to tomorrow, and so I was hearing the silence that you were talking about in terms of the natural reverberation of the room and how we might play with what's sonically grateful for you during the rhythmic patterns and the in-between.
Awesome. Now, David, you also, do you still lead up a marimba band over there?
You know, I do a lot of teaching with marimbas. I'm not leading the marimba ensemble, the embodying rhythm marimba ensemble that I was, you know, a few years back. But, you know, I'm still leading the North Fork Valley Community and Parade Band, you know, which has, you know, 35 to 40 members, kids,
yeah,
by, you know, 12 years old, all the way to folks in their 70s.
Yeah. I think we had you at Palisade, Bluegrass and Roots one year. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Totally. So, yeah, there's a lot of different projects I'm working on here locally, but budding rhythm marimba ensemble is kind of on a pretty extended hiatus right now. We lost a few of our players and trying to figure out what to do with it.
Right. That's when you're in a small town. There's only so many people out there to keep tapping into. Luckily, more creatives keep coming when we lose creatives.
Totally.
So tomorrow night, what instruments are you bringing?
You know, I'm going to kind of take the folks there on a journey through how I categorize the instruments. So I'm going to bring some handheld percussion instruments, like I'm going to bring a triangle and some shakers and a gyro. which is like a friction instrument, you know, so something you shake, something you hit, and something you scrape. And then there's going to be, I have a bunch of frame drums from around the world. So, like, I have a tar from Morocco that I'll bring. There's a gaval that's from Azerbaijan that I'll bring. There's a pandeiro from Brazil. There's a ganjira from South India. I have I'll bring a bauron from Ireland. And then a rick from Lebanon. And then just, you know, a few other ones that just kind of to take people on a sonic journey of what some of these different tambourines and frame drums sound like around the world, because there's a tradition of tambourines and frame drums in every single culture that I've studied throughout the world, you know, originated from a grain sieve. So it's kind of a cool percussion instrument that is underrepresented and felt like a really fun avenue to in on this type of form.
Awesome. And if people want to find out more about you, where do they go?
So embodyingrhythm.com is my wife's website for the Embodying Rhythm School of Music and all the different bands that we have together and different things like that, all the education and performance stuff. That's embodyingrhythm.com. You can also just search my name on Google, and there's, you know, different videos and information that comes up. But I have a lot of information on the different drums and different practices that I'm involved in on the website.
Fantastic. Well, it'll be exciting to see you over here on the Roaring Fork Valley, over that big mountain hill from Paonia. And I really appreciate that you took time to call in here today. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing what you guys do over there, and look forward to seeing you all tomorrow.
All right. See ya.
And real quick, for all the folks remaining in the room, I know Lily and Alia had to head out, but Lydia, Gabrielle, and Kyle, how can people learn more about you and follow what you're doing?
Yeah, you can follow me at my website, kylejasonleitzke.com. It's Leitzke, L-E-I-T-Z-K-E. And you can find me under that same handle, kylejasonleitzke, on all the different socials to follow me and see what I'm doing and offering.
Perfect. Gabriella.
So you can find me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active with all the events and things that are happening. My Instagram handle is 1ONE_gemart. Also, I love talking to you face to face. So if I meet you on the street, come stop me and like ask me about what I'm doing, and I'll let you know.
Face to face.
Yes, we need more face to face around here.
Yeah, and Lydia.
You all can reach me at worldpopstar.com, WORLD. Popstar, popstar.com, and you can follow me on Spotify. There are links to all of what I do, Spotify, Instagram, and Facebook, and I'd love to connect in person and in the virtual.
Thank you all so much for being here. Best
Thank
of luck
so
tomorrow
much for
night.
Having
Thank
us.
You. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Woo-woo. We can bring this. All right. Well, boy, what a fun first show of the year. We had the last show of the year last week, and that was really fun. And now we're having a fun first show of the year. I hope this is just things to come in the future. All right, that was a little bit of Luke the Knife in the background. Hit him with the boogie. Mm-hmm. And he is playing tomorrow night along with Hetty Hooligan. It's going to be a great night of beats and fundraising as McMission presents a great benefit for Rocky Mountain Harm Reduction at the Black Nugget. Oh, and yeah. I've got Sarah McMillan and Hetty in the studios right now.
Hello. What's
Howdy.
On?
Thanks for having us.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
It's 26. Cool.
26. Man, I remember when I was little and you'd think, like, how old will I be in that year? And like 2026, I was pretty sure I'd be dead. But
oh, no.
Here we are.
I'm glad you're here.
So, Sarah, let's start a little bit first with you and McMission Presents.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a really huge opportunity for us. Luke Miller of the band Lotus, they go by improvisational band, funk band for the past 20 years. They've been around, and they're, Luke Miller is based in Denver, and I reached out to him, I want to say in September, you know, putting pitching Mark to open up, Hetty Hooligan to open up for him, and he said, let's do a show in Carbondale together. And I was like, cool.
Wow.
Where? Uh-huh. You know, it's so limited. We went through all the stops and all the things, and then in the end, we ended up on the Black Nugget, and we wanted to do, you know, something different. So we have visuals that's going to be by Corey Summers there.
Great.
And then we have a really good Void audio system there by
Orboros Productions, a production company in Glenwood.
By our friend Brady. So he has a Void sound system. And we're just trying to raise funds for High Rockies Harms Reduction because they're so impactful in our community and their education and their resources that they provide. So we kind of teamed up with them to make this a fundraiser and just a good night. We'll have Luke Miller. He does his side project, which is Luke the Knife. And then Hetty Hooligan opening up at 9 o'clock for him. And then Luke will be on at 10 to midnight.
That's fantastic. And, you know, Lotus is a pretty renowned band. They're obviously not touring right now. As you really launch this business, McMission Presents, is this the first kind of act you're bringing in to our small community?
Yeah. And it's one of our favorite bands, actually. And they are touring. They just got off of a 3-night sold-out run in the East Coast.
Oh, wow.
And then Luke is playing tonight at Ophelia's with his project. This was like the biggest and the baddest for us.
Good job.
Mark's been following Lotus since 2005, 2006, and is a huge influence on Mark's music as well. So it was just it's a really big honor for someone to work with, you know, an independent grassroots kind of.
Yeah. Good work.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Mark's music, let's talk a little bit about your vision and what you bring.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of fall in that same realm of like electronica with live instruments. I pre-produce a lot of my bass, drums, synthesizer lines, and then I'll sequence them throughout the show and then play electric guitar over it. And kind of is a dance electronic vibe, but it brings the energy of a live instrument to it that I think kind of stands out a little in the electronic scene. People kind of get sick of just staring at a DJ. Right. So I try to kind of squash that a little bit. You can see the instruments I'm incorporating, and then I'll be playing live electric guitar throughout the show, you know.
So when did you start playing electric guitar?
When I was like 13 years old, kind of just went straight for the electric. I play acoustic here and there, but got really into it right in middle school and dove into electric and all the pedals and everything, you know.
So just out of curiosity, did you see like, oh, I'm going to play electric guitar and I'm going to play with in this kind of format? The DJ kind of format, or did you feel like, oh, I'm going to learn electric guitar and play in a rock and roll band or a hip hop band? Mm-hmm. Like what was the thoughts when you were first starting?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of been a journey to arrive at what I'm doing now, this solo project. I mean, I was obsessed with Jimi Hendrix. Like, that was my dream, was to be like him, you know? And grew up watching Woodstock videos and burning the white Fender Stratocaster, you know, and just all the sounds he created and what he could do with that instrument was really just, I was obsessed with that. And, you know, yeah, I always wanted to just be in a band. And I was in lots of bands in college, had some good shows that were, you know, at the Ogden, Bluebird, opening with some big acts. But they kind of just, you know, it's really difficult getting these things going years and years, dealing with five people, and things happened and just kind of fizzled out on every front there. And I just wanted to be in the mountains, and that's what the last kind of 9 years has been about. But I'm just trying to revisit that, and that's what this new project is, you know. And I have the freedom to do it alone. And kind of play every instrument and kind of see my vision, you know. And thanks to this software, Ableton Live, that's what I use. I'm kind of able to do it solo. That's just cool. Kind of how I arrived, you know.
Well, let's hear. We have a cut here. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, there's just an improv I'm working on right now. I use some samples from Radiohead, from Everything in Its Right Place, and then some samples from Notorious B.I.G. as well.
Okay, here we go. Playing in the background. So really, it's always fascinating to me that when you're making music, you can use samples from other musicians, and that all, like, is there a thing you have to do? Like,
well, with SoundCloud here, where, or this is actually unreleased, but some on SoundCloud where I put samples, I'm not I'm not gaining any money from them, and these are kind of just dance mixes. Here, there's just an unreleased improv. So I'm not doing any of it for profit at the moment. But yes, if I want to put them out on album, I'll have to go through the channels and get permissions through who owns those songs and licensing.
See, sometimes it's almost more fun to be able to be like creative. Without making money, because then you can really get creative. But you need to make the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
It's always nice.
Well, yeah, and you need to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah. Exactly. That is so true. Intellectual property, I think, is the biggest industry in the United States.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, Sarah, this is a benefit, and how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. Tickets at the door or online are $40. It's a bigger price, but the price is for one of the biggest national touring bands, you know, throughout the 2000s, to come see him. And
Yeah, and we got a lot of ear candy, eye candy. We got visuals from Corey Summers, like we said, and amazing sound system from Arboros. And this is a fundraiser for High Rockies Harm Reduction as well, which is a great cause in the Valley.
Yeah, all the money that is being brought in is going to go 100% to Muggsy Faye and High Rockies Harm so that they can bring more services to the Valley and provide clean services. A big thing with High Rockies Harm, she always likes to say and, you know, educate people on is, you know, people are addicts because of mental health. It's mm-hmm. not the other way around. So this is a mental health, you know, fundraiser, basically.
That's right,
too.
That's right. So. And it's so important. It's so important to have this support and be able to help people the way Muggsy is doing, mm-hmm. you know. Well, that's awesome. So are the performers, are you guys volunteering your time or it's after expenses?
It's after expenses, okay, yeah. Hedy Hooligan.
We need you guys to also get paid.
Yeah, Hedy Hooligan is doing this pro bono because he's the best. And,
well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's our company. And, yeah. But we're getting Luke out here, and we, you know, after we cover the resources to get Luke out here. And
Luke actually donated half of his cost as well.
That's really cool.
Cut it in half for him too. So, because he believed in our mission and, you know, is just a good guy too. So,
good work, Sarah.
Thank
really
you.
Great work. So, what else do you see for McMission Presents in 2026?
Yeah, sure. We have a few unreleased things coming up. I have my three boys, which is Hedy Hooligan, Dink Cilantro, and Jared O.S., going to be performing on top of Aspen Mountain and then on top of Sunlight. So stay tuned for that. We're going to keep doing, just community building events around up and down the valley. Nothing. We're kind of slowing down this January after this show to kind of reassess. But just keep following us because come to us with ideas or we're always open to it. But we just want to continue this community effort and bringing live events and fun experiences to y'all.
So. You guys did a great job over the holidays with the ugly sweater.
We did so many.
Jessup, we were really happy to play with you guys. And Sarah and Mark hung out after the show and helped us clean up and pack up in the car. It was amazing. You guys are the best.
That's what we're trying to do. And that was a great event where Sweet Jessup played and Mountain Heart and Basalt. And got a bunch of people getting down to music. And that's what it's all about. Really.
So tell everyone your website and where they can find out more information.
Website is socials right now. We're building that. But socials are just McMission Presents at Instagram or else Facebook. And then you can find events or tickets to this event at Eventbrite. And if you just search in Hedy Hooligan or Luke the Knife, tickets will be available at the door as well, cash or card. And we'll get you in.
That's great. Wow. Well, good way to start the new year tomorrow night at the Black Nugget.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, guys.
Doors at 8:30. Show will go till midnight.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm so glad you guys took some time to come on. And
thank you.
And real quick, Mark, where can people find more of your music?
Yeah, I've got a lot of music on Bandcamp, which is bandcamp.com, or on the Bandcamp app. I've kind of got a live album release there, along with a few other singles. And then on SoundCloud is where all my music is as well, including a few newer ones that were just released. So in the new year, I'm trying to get a EP or a full album released here. It's just a matter of getting the time to get them mixed and mastered, you know?
Great. Well, good. Well, Happy New Year, you guys. Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
Brian,
thanks for having us.
Before we go, you got any New Year wishes out there besides being a good person?
That's what I said last time.
I know. How about world peace?
Oh.
More snow. More snow. Yeah. All right, everybody. Stay safe out there. It is First Fridays in Carbondale.
This is Katie and Kay.